So how much help do we need when it comes to our health service? And one of the reports that have just come out suggests that considerable assistance is needed. We heard there from Dr. Stephen Kinnear, who's a GP, Colin McKenna from the Northern Ireland Confederation for Health and Social Care, also Patricia McCowan from Unison, and the Health Minister was in there too, Simon Hamilton. Now, good morning to you, 90333105. This morning there is indeed yet more bad news, but perhaps not surprising news. Our health trusts are struggling to cope because they don't have enough money. And the Public Accounts Committee at Stormont has reached this conclusion. The committee chairperson is Michaela Boyle. Michaela Boyle, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Do you know, I've been doing this programme since Michael McGimsey was the Health Minister, and I think I've had this conversation year in, year out with a representative similar to yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right, Frank. This particular report the committee undertook because of the concerns about the decline in the financial stability of the health and social care trusts. The health and social care trusts, as you quite rightly said, are facing unprecedented financial challenge in this particular climate due to limited resources and the increasing demands. And this is particularly as a result of an ageing population as well as chronic conditions. So the demand is there, but you know, the trusts are failing in terms of targets and how they manage their budgets.
So what can you do? Is the idea of the spend being over maybe 3 years instead of 1 year, would that be a plus?
Yeah, absolutely. What we looked at in committee was a more flexible system that is needed, like that in Scotland, which would allow the department to move from the annual planning to medium planning. And the department needs to approach DFP to explore options for three-year budgets. And we believe that will help tackle the situation, will go some way in help tackling the situation.
And what else can be done?
Well, putting the HSC trusts on a sustainable footing is indeed a major challenge, and I've heard those intros on what has been promised and the way we're going to do things. But I think now is the time for action. We've had plenty of words, so we need to. It's crucial for the health service to redesign the way it does provide its services. And if this doesn't take place, the trusts will be in a difficult situation to provide those services that are needed and managed within their budgets.
And too many locum doctors being used, difficulty retaining consultants. You need a magic wand to sort that.
Yeah, absolutely. And within the report, we found that despite all of the health trust, the Western Trust was failing to break even in 2015, and that did mask an underlying funding gap of trust pressures from 2014 and 15, which is reckoned to be carried over by 131 million. And locums, particularly in the Western Trust, is a massive issue. The department needs to explain how they're going to tackle the issue of consultant shortages. And the committee did recommend that it needs to examine the extent to which the consultant contract allows trust to award incentives to attract consultants to geographical areas where they're needed, like in the Western Trust.
I feel we'll have this conversation again, and I'm sure people listening to the programme will be saying deja vu. But however, we'll monitor it closely through the election, beyond the election, and see what happens. Chair of Committee, thank you very much for your time. Thank you,
Frank.
This is U105. That's Michaela Boyle there.